Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie, your host, and today we are talking about something that's very important to many people this time of the year. And what people are asking us is, what about detoxing for the summer? So I have here with me my favorite person, who is most of the time my radio partner, Dr. McCabe, who is a naturopathic doctor, an emotional detox specialist who specializes in nutritional foods for a healthy lifestyle. Also, she specializes in emotional detoxification, and she travels around the country consulting with clients on how to live a healthy life through your nutrition. And we get so many questions around this time of the year about detoxification. And one of the questions that's on many people's minds is, how do I lose 21 pounds in 21 days? My New York Times bestseller have taught American people, many people around this country, how to lose effectively 21 pounds in 21 days. And then my second book, 1 pound a day, taught people around the country how to keep that weight off. Most people always ask me questions about, well, Dr. Ronnie, are you a diet specialist? And I never claim to be a diet specialist, but I do claim to have been on many diets. I've been on diets that have a lot to do with how to lose weight. I've been on the Dr. Bob Arnott's Evolutionary Diet. I've been on Dr. Shapiro's diet. I've been on Dr. Paracon, Dr. Pritikin, the Raw Foods Diet, the South Beach Diet, the Glycemic Index Diet, to name just a few. So why am I a specialist in detoxification? Well, if you read my book, 1 pound a day, you will quickly remember that I got sick over 30 years ago, and I was trying to get my life back on the right track by cleansing. It was around that time that I realized that not only were we living in a very toxic environment and drinking very toxic water, but we were eating very toxic food. And when I met Dr. McCabe, one of the things that I love about her was that she not only was interested in cleansing and detoxing the body, but she was already doing it. And she was teaching people around the country how to do it effectively. Until this day, she's done some of my research, and she continues to research on how to keep the body clean and healthy. And I'd like to bring on Dr. McCabe, who gives so much value to my radio show. And Dr. McCabe, would you please explain to me how you effectively detox your family? Because I know your boys are in school, and I hear about how smart they are, and I know for a fact that it has a lot to do with what they put in their bodies.
Yes, Dr. Ronnie, I'm so happy to be back, and Merry Summer. You know how we say Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving? I haven't heard a salutation for the summer, but I'm going to say after this winter, Merry Summer. I'm so happy that the weather has broken and we have all of this warm weather. And with that, this is the best time to actually detox. And that's because it's easier for our bodies. Our immune systems are prone to be stronger in the summer than they are in the winter. And the body kind of naturally detoxes anyway because of the heat. And with that being said, there are particular things that I do with my children quarterly, at least quarterly. And one of the things that I do is make sure that they have a sound cleaning of the colon at least 4 times a year. And actually, I do it with my personal family quite more than that. But I would say that the minimum you should have that is 4 times a year, quarterly. And with the changing of the season, if you get that colon cleansed very well, and the best way to do it is through some sort of irrigation, preferably a colonic, but there are things that you can do if you can't get to doing a colonic. Remember that an enema is a colon irrigation also. And the reason for this being is as the climate changes, your body also goes through all type of changes. But I'm going to just jump ahead and tell you that one of the biggest things that I concentrate on in the summertime with my boys being athletes is making sure that they have adequate electrolytes in their system. And because the body's going to detox, they're going to sweat. So that's one of the, our skin is the largest organ. And so we do a massive amount of detoxification through that. So making sure that they have those fresh green juices, fresh juices that have a lot of enzymes in it are hugely important. I know that later on you're going to go off into the vegetables, and there's so many that contain natural electrolytes that I feel are much better than going for a Gatorade. And I know that you're going to talk about celery later, and that's one of them. And then later on in the show, I can tell you, I also believe in doing the juicing of the fruits, because you'll notice that with each season, there are different fruits and vegetables out. And I know a lot of our audience out there may not even be aware which fruit and vegetable comes in which season, because, of course, in our wealthy country of America, we can get everything all the time. But I would like to say, I want our audience to be aware that in the summertime, this is when the fruits and the vegetables that have a high electrolyte content, high natural fructose content, fructose contents are in season. It's a reason for that, because your body needs to be hydrated more. So one of the most important things and easiest way to detox is just to get proper hydration, proper hydration, proper hydration. Dr. Ronnie, I know you've seen many clients before that situation got much worse and did not have to get that bad had they not been so severely dehydrated. So that's one of the things that I'm always very aware of with my children and my clients.
Well, you know, I've always said, you know, water, water everywhere. No one's drinking enough of it. And, you know, one of the reasons why people don't drink water is because when you're chronically dehydrated, the body stops craving water and the body doesn't thirst for water. So that's important to know, that if you're not drinking water, it's because the body is dehydrated and you have to get your body used to drinking water. So one of the things that I tell people to do is, no matter what, just every 2 hours, have a cup of water. You don't have to have a big glass, a cup of water, but even we all have phones now. We have smartphones. If you have to, I think you should even put it on a timer on your smartphone. Because you will see, you know, I met a young lady this morning, you know, one of my consultations is a beautiful lady in her 60s. And, you know, I already knew why her skin was so beautiful. But one of the things that she told me, she says she loves avocados. I knew that was a reason, because you just can just see the suppleness. But I also said to her, I said, I bet you drink a lot of water, right? She says, well, I'm drinking water all day. She says, I walk to the beach. I carry my bottle of water with me. And you can actually see in her skin, Dr. McCabe, that she looks very well hydrated. And I, you know, I'm getting a bunch of texts now, but because whenever I talk about detoxification, people are online listening and they text me. But one of the things that I wanted to let people know today, and I'm going to talk a lot about it when we come back from our break. We've got a couple of minutes. But I wanted to give people the value of why they should drink green drinks and vegetable juice. You know, we are living in the land of the plenty, but we're all malnourished. You know, that's a whole nother show, talking about malnourishment. I've had a couple of shows on when I talked about, you know, the healthy foods and why we're now starting to eat the food that have 43 essential nutrients in it. But today, this show is on detoxification specifically. But right after that, you know, I'm going to zero in on a healthy lifestyle, a maintenance lifestyle, and that's when you should eat the foods with 43 Essential Nutrients in it. It's a new company that just came out, and it's going to be all over the country soon because it just makes sense. But I want to talk a little bit about when we come back, but I'm just going to mention before we go on the show that the reason why you want to have green vegetables or vegetables per se in your life, it is a very powerful and energizer. It's an antioxidant. It's an alkalizer. It's a cleanser. Vegetables was put on this earth to cleanse us. And people always constantly say, well, I eat a lot of vegetables, but then when I ask them what vegetables they eat, they really can't tell me that they eat different types of vegetables. Most people think that because they have a baked potato and they have some carrots, that that's all they need. There's like over 50 vegetables that I can put in my body and not even think about it, because there's certain vegetables that people don't even realize that they're vegetables. I mean, I used to know that people used to throw away the parsley when they used to go out and eat dinner, and they used to see the green. They thought it was decoration, so they would throw it away. And I'm going, parsley, are you kidding me? That is one of the most natural nutrients that you can eat. You should eat that. But, you know, I'm going to talk a lot about the value of vegetables today, because I really think that we need to get our listeners to understand how important it is to eat just not just green vegetables, but a variety of vegetables. Like I always talk about, I love it when you talk about the color of the spectrums and different color vegetables, and I want you to talk a little bit more about that when we come back as well, because it's not until you understand the value of what you put in your body, only then will you continue to do that. So more on vegetables when we come back, and why you should juice and detox now that it's summer.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Wondering how to make more confident strategy for retirement? Do you know that there are potentially more than 12 things to consider when planning for or approaching retirement? Then stop wondering and attend the retirement seminar hosted by Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation to the next seminar on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Light hors d'oeuvres and beverages will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back again. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host, and I'm talking to Dr. Makeba today about detoxification for the summer, a very hot topic. People always want to know how to detox, when to detox, and most important, what to drink and eat during a detox. Well, I left the last session by explaining that some people don't give value to certain vegetables. And one of the vegetables that they don't give value to that I put in my juice all the time is parsley. And I can tell you another vegetable that they really don't give value to. You know, parsley, you know, and things like cilantro and fennel, these are vegetables that people really don't think a lot about. But, you know, cilantro, for an example, is a spice, and I put lots of it on my soups because it removes heavy metals like mercury and aluminum. A lot of people don't realize that they even have high mercury or high aluminum in their body. It's also an antibacterial property, believe it or not. It's high in calcium, high in iron, high in potassium. Another great vegetable that people don't think of as a nice vegetable, and that's fennel. I love fennel. Fennel is really good for digestion. It helps to relieve gas. It helps to increase breast milk for all those mothers who are expecting. It's a great vegetable to help you to increase your breast milk. Another vegetable that people don't think of is parsnip. I think parsnip is one of the greatest antioxidants out there. I do a lot of parsnip in my soups. And the green vegetables, when you think of green, think of queen. I mean, in Canada, they used to call me the queen of green, not because I love greens so much, and I do love greens, but it's because I talk about greens. Vegetables so much. Not only is it a powerful antioxidant, but it's a powerful detoxifier. And it was put on this earth to cleanse the earth. If you look outside and you see all the green leaves, when you see green leaves outside, you should think about the leaves are cleansing our environment. That's what the green inside our body does. It cleans inside our body. It helps us to cleanse our liver. It helps us to improve our vision. And I say all this constantly because people need to hear it so that they can run to their health food store and start buying green vegetables. It's time to do that. And Dr. McCabe, one of the things that I know when you were at the retreat, you were juicing all the time. And I saw you put lots of garlic and ginger in your juice. You really love strong juices. I mean, sometimes I'm sure people look at you drinking that juice and they must go, wow, that's like way too much for me. What's your favorite juice?
I really do. I love garlic. Garlic, I don't like garlic for the taste. I like garlic for its very strong healing properties, its extremely strong bactericide properties, antiviral and anti-inflammatory properties. So at the anything that I sense in my body or even to avoid that may be a sign of the beginning of a virus or a bacterial infection, I will throw some garlic in with my carrots and with my greens. Most of the time it's a kale or the collard, but you can use other greens. I like the taste of those, and the darker the green, the more nutritious it is. And I will throw some garlic in there. I'll take about 3 cloves, big cloves of garlic.
Ooh,
not bulbs, cloves. And I'll put it. Yeah. Now, let me tell you something about the ginger. I do a fresh ginger tea every morning with fresh ginger.
I also include a lot for nausea, but I do use it as a tea, but I give it to all my clients who are having their healing crisis when they're nauseous, and man, it is just, it works immediately.
Yeah, it actually does. It's actually very good for blood sugar too. It's very good for normalizing blood sugar. It's just good for all sorts of things. For me, it's very energizing. It I know people used to be addicted to this, the ginger candy they used to sell, but that's because ginger is very energizing, and that's why I do it in the morning. And if you're having any type of gastrointestinal intestinal disorder. In other words, it's just excellent for the stomach, any type of stomach discomfort. So those are some of my favorite. Now, I do at times get a sweet, red, delicious apple, make sure I seed it and throw it in there with my vegetables juice because I do like the sweet taste. But often I'll do my carrots, my greens, my ginger. And if I put my celery in there, which is full of the electrolytes, which kind of alters the taste and makes it a little bit more salty, usually I'll do an apple too because it'll bring the sweetness and it's just spicy. It's like you have a tangy, spicy drink. And
I love that.
Body's
yeah.
Invigorated. Just love it. Love it. Love it.
And
I just like spicy things and they're very good for the stomach and very good for the system. And, you know, I'm kind of prone to allergens that are in the air, particularly around the springtime and the summertime. And I noticed that the ginger would just keep the system cleansed very well. So that's another reason that my body agrees very well with that.
Well, say, Stu, if all you athletes out there who are going to be detoxing this summer because you want to get a little bit of weight off first, and then you're going to want to work out and start doing your running and your weightlifting. The celery is naturally high sodium content. You know, I don't believe people should put salt in their food, but I do believe that celery is one of the things that they should include in their juices, especially in the summertime, because even at the retreat, we can't, you know, keep people from going to the spa that's not too far from us and wanting to do spa detox or body wraps and stuff like that. We make sure we include celery and their juice. But throw away the salt shaker, guys, and make sure you have natural sodium, and celery is a natural sodium. The other vegetable that I wanted to say that's very good for the summertime, and I saw you eating this too last summer when you were there, is that's cucumber. Cucumber is really good for your kidneys. And it also helps to build the blood. It has lots of vitamin A, lots of vitamin C, manganese, and calcium, and phosphate, sulfur. So it's important that you include a cucumber. And believe it or not, cucumber is one of those vegetables that give you a lot of fluid volume. So it's really good for the summer. It gives you a lot of juice. So include cucumber in your juices as well. Dr. McGabe, one of the juices that, you know, that people love and I tell them to be really careful with because of the sugar content. But in the beginning, you know, it's okay to include carrots and a little apple and some greens. But if you become really good at detoxing and really become serious about the cleanse, decrease, I invite you to only use one. Use just a little apple or a little carrot, and add that to your vegetables just to give it that slightly sweet taste. What do you think about that?
I absolutely agree with you because both of them have a higher natural sugar content. And both of them, if the carrot is a nice, ripe, organic carrot, it should have adequate sweetness. And make sure that if you use an apple, that you are using a ripe apple. A lot of people don't know that green apples are unripe apples. I don't know of any selection of apples that are green and have actually ripe. So that's why they're tartar. So if you're going to use an apple, it doesn't matter, the Fiji apple or whatever, just make sure that it's a ripe apple. And so I absolutely agree with that. But another thing that will sweeten it up, and it's just such a huge blood cleanser, which you can feel the zap of energy, and that's a beet, which is absolutely a vegetable. So I would just say wash that beet off really well and take the top and the bottom off, and you can cut that beet up, and you're also going to get the sweetness. Now, normally if I put the beet in my juice, guys, because a lot of people don't know this, but the beet juice is very potent and it's very staining. So a lot of times with my fresh juice, Dr. Ronnie, I'll drink it with a straw because vegetables like beets. They can, I believe at one time they used to make dye out of beets because it works. So it can stain your teeth. So I just like to give those little tidbits because juicing is such a great way to go. And it's one of the things that I know we both advise our clients and we personally do a lot more in the summer. So if you just want to detox, the thing is to make it a lifestyle. And if you're juicing regularly, particularly this part of the year, you won't have to worry about having to do so much major cleanup later where your body's gotten into a chronic degenerative situation if you're doing what I call upkeep. This is what we're talking about is detox upkeep, and you're making these juices and things a lifestyle. So I found that drinking it with a straw, particularly if you're going to have beets in it, is a good way to make sure your teeth aren't being stained. But beets are just delicious. They're instant blood builder, instant. And you can feel, you can, I've had clients before who looked at them and I was like, man, I don't even know if their blood counts are 3 or 4. We put them on that beet juice for a week with the greens in it, and that count just zoomed all the way back up, and those red blood cells replenished themselves, and you could look at their hand and the hand got the coloring back in it. So
I love beets.
Just wonderful tips that we'd love to share.
I love beets. First of all, I love the taste. And I just had a caller that wanted to know, she says, if I didn't want to lose weight and I wanted to detox, what do I do? So we're going to go on break, but and I'll explain more when we get back. But I'm going to say while she's still on, yes, you can have protein drinks. If you're on the beauty toxins who want to cleanse your body without losing weight, you should consume 1 or 2 protein drinks daily. And we'll talk more about that when we get back because I just have so many questions around that this year. Everybody wants to detox. Some want to lose weight, some don't. So when we get back, more on the subject of who should detox.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hello. Hello, back again. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host, and I'm with Dr. McCabe, and we're talking about our favorite subject, detoxification. Summertime is here. Let's cleanse, let's get healthy, and let's become active. Let's drink more water. I know that it's easier said than done, but I have to tell you, on Martha's Vineyard, I think everyone's doing it. I think people get it. I think that people are in the zone, they're on vacation, and they now want to be healthier. And you know, Dr. McCabe, what's interesting is that we started a new program, and the program is that it's called Vineyard Vacation Detoxers. And now people don't have to come to the retreat to detox and be in their own home. We have our van going out to their home. They could be at a hotel. They could be at a boat. We don't care. We could be at your friend's house. We don't care. It's just time to get healthy and just understand that just because you're on vacation doesn't mean you should not take care of yourself. And so people are now trying to marry that concept with their vacation. And, you know, I wanted to say, you know, from the last caller, who should detox? You know, basically, you know, what is a detoxification? Detoxification is nothing more than allowing the body to take a rest from heavy chewing, number one, and allowing your body to absorb and metabolize concentrated juices such that your cellular level can use it. And when the cellular level take in this concentrated vegetable juice, in protein smoothies and antioxidant juice, that it immediately goes to the cleanse effect, and it also allows the body to start healing at the cellular level. But and also it gives the body maximum nutrition. So there's a lot of benefits to this. And there's no such thing as just doing this in the winter or just doing it in the spring. We should learn how to do this all the time. And I'm not saying we should do it every day of our lives, but we should at least do it seasonal. That way we're taking care of our bodies all year round. And what is a better time to do it? For me, I think vacation is a great time to do it because I'm relaxed. I don't have the everyday worries that I normally have. And it's me time. It's me time, and it's not everybody else's time, because sometimes when you're working, you give all your energy to your job. But when you're on vacation, you should sit back, relax, and take care of yourself. And I know as an emotional detox specialist, Dr. McCabe, you must come across so many people that just can't seem to give themselves that value, that me time.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I love how you said that. You recognize that on the vineyard, it seems like everyone is in the swing of it. And that's very true. It's like we have Pacific areas where people are more in the vibration of it. And so it becomes contagious. And what I wanted to say is I know a lot of people who think that when they go on vacation, they eat actually more unhealthy. But I love the Martha's Vineyard model, which is actually what it has become, that when you go in the vineyard, you detox. It's become kind of like a trend. And Dr. Ronnie, I know that you are personally quite heavily responsible for that. And it's a wonderful trend because it's not a better time than when you're away, when you're not bogged with your daily duties, that you can put your focus and an intention on detoxing. And I just want to clarify, because I'm from the South, and I know that when most Southerners go on vacation, they do quite the opposite. Now, if many of those who may be listening, don't throw eggs at me, because you know it's true. I'm from Atlanta. And that when Southerners go on vacation, usually they're talking, I mean, Memorial Day's weekend's coming up, we're talking barbecue and lots of heavy food that's going to cause you to definitely need a detox. Wherein I love the Martha's Vineyard model, and I do feel that all of us across America need to be conscious of this, that actually when you're on vacation is the best time to undergo a special cleansing diet, because then all of the focus can be on that and you're not bogged down with your daily duty. So it's just how you look at it. Or if that's not good to you, for you, please come to Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat with Dr. Ronnie. I come to one of our retreats that we're going to be doing together in September, and we can do it for you. But I love the model that is One Martha's Vineyard, Dr. Ronnie, because every time I come up there, that's what I want to do. It's just all in the energy and all in the air that, hey, this is a time to rest. This is a time to go get my vegetables so I can get my juicing down. I can get my colonic. I can do my nice meditative walks, and I can just rest and rejuvenate and heal. So I really just love that model.
And, you know, Dr. Mary Cable, one of the things that another caller just called in, but she said, you know, I would love to, you know, come to Martha's Vineyard and detox with you, but it's expensive. And I don't know, there's many ways you can detox. I mean, listen, I don't want people to think that they just have to detox, you know, on vacation, or they have to take some time out of their life, stop their life just to detox. I do it no matter what. And I think that people have to stop making this so difficult. Every 2 hours, you have a drink. And, you know, she says, well, you know, one of the things that I wanted to know also is that, you know, my husband has high cholesterol. Should he detox? Well, yeah. Do you know the best juices for high cholesterol is carrots, spinach, parsley, ginger root, and dandelion and turnips? You know, high cholesterol. In my book, I have all these different categories of chronic illness, not a lot of them because I'm writing a book just on chronic illness. But one of the things that I wanted people to, you know, don't think that it's something that you should do just to lose weight. You know, cleansing and detoxification, there's so many different names for it today. It's also for a healthier lifestyle. Like, you know, someone called a couple of months ago, he had ulcers, and I go, cabbage, cabbage, remember, cabbage, kale, carrots, and parsnips, and that's a great juice for ulcers. Also wheatgrass, but make sure when you do wheatgrass, you do it alone. So, you know, some of the value that I give people is you don't have to go on vacation, but if you are on vacation, please take care of yourself as well, because I'm a naturopathic doctor. I'm the one that gets calls when your doctor says, that's it, we can't do any more for you. And so people call their naturopaths, because only then do they want to go on a natural and healthier lifestyle. But one of the things that I tell people at home, start your cleanse right at home. If you can't come to the vineyard, just go on my website, M for Martha's, V for Vineyard, dietdetox.com, or the Martha's Vineyard Diet Detox. I think we've got both of those websites. And grab your home kit, order your kit, and start your detox. And then along the way, email me a question or two. Go and email Dr. McCabe. She's going to give you her phone number. If you're having a difficult time with the emotional start of this, or you just can't quite figure out when, how, and if you should do it, talk to Dr. McCabe. She'll walk you through it, and she'll allow you to feel that there is nothing wrong with doing a detox at home, while you're working, while you're on vacation, even if you're on a cruise. Now people said you didn't do detox when you're on a cruise. I absolutely did when I was on a cruise. You know why I did that, Dr. McCabe?
The
cruise was every single vegetable and fruit on the face of the earth.
There was
so much food, I couldn't believe it. I had my bullet with me.
Yeah, it's
and
actually
you know what a bullet is.
Great time.
I was juicing all day long.
Right.
And so, and I thought that was a perfect time for me to take care of me.
So what you're saying is it's all your perception, because that's actually true. I've been on a couple of cruises, and I mean, and it's endless food, and it's endless fresh food, which is so wonderful.
Exactly. And now, you know, but there was two sides of that cruise. I want to tell you about it. I mean, I know people are probably going to get a little upset when I say this, but I just saw so much that was hurting my feelings, and so much that I felt so bad. I'll never forget the time when, you know, I was in this, we went upstairs, and there's like four or five people on the elevator. And I'm not kidding you, that these people had so much, they were bringing the food to their cabin. There was so much food, and I was looking at them, and I was thinking, is there's either 20 people in their cabin, because I cannot believe that these two, three people were going to eat all that food. So I believe that a cruise, when you go on a cruise, you really have to meditate, and you really have to plan it, and you have to think about what you're doing, because there is a percentage of people that go on cruises and eat like that and go back home and have a heart attack or a stroke. Did you know that?
Well, yes, I did. And that's when we're talking about the emotional and mental side of it, that it's very important. I love that you pointed out what you did on the cruise, because both choices are there. Cruises, from what I know and from the couple that I have been on, have an endless amount of food all day and all night. There's literally never a time that you cannot get food because it's in the price of it. But it's what you choose. It's what you choose. So a lot of this is mental training and emotional states that are in other things in us that manifest disease is why we go after the most unhealthy thing and stuff ourselves with it until we pop, or until our diabetes turns into a coma, or until our high blood pressure turns into a heart attack. So that's why it's also very important to do the things that you can do to emotionally and mentally detoxify yourself, so you can be more apt to make the choices. We're making something like what you're talking about, Dr. Ronnie, a cruise to your advantage. And it's
exactly,
I agree, it's a wonderful time. But if you're thinking, oh, deprivation, 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 or I'm never going to get this again, are you relating back to some childhood pain and you're stuffing it, stuffing it, stuffing it, you're not going to be stuffing it with the right thing. So it's
well,
all about choices.
When we come back, I want you to give them some value on what, how they could take all this food and make juices out of it.
Yes.
When we come back, more on how to detox on vacation.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Wondering how to make more confident strategy for retirement? Do you know that there are potentially more than 12 things to consider when planning for or approaching retirement? Then stop wondering and attend the retirement seminar hosted by Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation to the next seminar on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Light hors d'oeuvres and beverages will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hello, back again. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host, and we are talking with Dr. McCabe, and we're talking about our favorite subject, detoxification in the summertime. And why is that different? Summertime is different. People, our minds are on it. They're at a conscious level of wanting to be outside, more active. They are into drinking juices. And they're also, by the way, I got a question, Dr. McCabe, and this is unusual, but this particular lady is interested in soup. And I know that your favorite is summertime smoothies. So I'm going to let you talk about your special smoothies, because we love your smoothies. But I wanted to talk about the soup, and the reason why she asked about the soup is because we talk a lot about what's called a free soup, or soup that we do all day, and soup is full of minerals. The best way I can say to make the soup is you get a large pot and you place 2 cups of cut up vegetables, and the type of vegetables that I like for free soup or broth is strong vegetables and vegetables that give the most minerals. And like we talked about minerals earlier, so vegetables like celery, cilantro, collard greens, because that's a very strong vegetable, or another dark green vegetable, cucumbers, garlic, kale, onions, and spinach. And this gives you a lot of water and minerals in that. And then follow it by your favorite spice, such as cayenne. I love cayenne, but some people think it's too strong. And I also love curry. You could put curry in the pot. You could put a little turmeric. And my favorite vegetable seasoning is called vegetable seasoning. And also you can get vegetable seasoning without salt. Please do. And you simmer these vegetables for about an hour or two. If you put it in a crock pot, you can first put it on high, so you can leach all the minerals out of the vegetables, and you keep the crock pot on for hours, even all day. And then all day you just go in and you scoop up the broth. Also, don't forget to add lots of onions and garlic to the pot. And that's your free broth, and that's your what I call all-day broth. And that gives you your minerals back, and it also keeps you from being hungry. And it's also great for replacement. Now, someone's probably saying, wow, I wouldn't want to drink broth in the summertime. Well, guess what? Put it in the refrigerator and make it cold if you want. We're talking about mineral drinks here. So there's a lot of things you can do with your broth. Also, you could take one of those vegetables that you like the best, put it in a blender, and throw it back into the broth pot to make it stronger. So have fun with your broth. The point is mineralize yourself all day long. And Dr. McCabe, I know that people love sweet. And I've gotten to the point where I don't crave sweet things anymore. I used to, but I don't. But if you do crave sweets, Dr. McCabe is going to give you some great fruit smoothies. In the summertime, it's easy to crave sweet because you're out there, you're more active, your metabolism is higher, and sometimes your blood sugar is a little low. So can you give them some fruit smoothies? Because I'm going to write this down myself because my son loves it.
Yes, it is my pleasure. I am the sweet queen. And the wonderful thing, I want everyone to get their pens and papers out, because the wonderful thing about these is it's all about how your body metabolizes our digestive food. Now scientists are figuring that out, and we've been saying this for decades. If you eat a piece of watermelon, the way that it metabolizes in your body is completely different than if you're drinking Kool-Aid, or even if you're drinking a pasteurized juice. It's going to be alkaline. So when it's coming straight from the fruit itself in that natural way, it's not going to be acidic as it was before. So it has a completely different reaction on the body. I definitely want to say that because I've seen many diabetics who thought that they could not intake fruits. And under our program, they saw that they could because it's all about how things metabolize in your body. But if you enjoy sweets, and particularly in the summer, your body's going to need more of them because just by way of sweating, you're going to need more of that, of what I call the sodium sugar balance. Okay, basically that's what you're losing when you're using the electrolytes, and it's basically what Gatorade is and what an IV is when you go into the hospital. So I found that one of the best fruits to use is watermelon. I love, 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 love watermelon. The sweeter, the better. And just juicing the watermelon, I like to use seeded fruits, and they should be organic if you can, and you can squeeze it through a gauze, and juicing the watermelon juice will put those electrolytes in the body, will clear brain fog, and it is nice. Also, slushies. You can always do that and make a pour it in the little popsicle things I used to do for my kids and make a natural slushie rather than giving them that artificial sugar stuff that's going to be acidic in their body, ruin their teeth, and ruin their mineral balance in their body. So you can make fruit smoothies. Other thing I wanted to say are mangoes. You can peel your mango, take a, and they are delicious. Mangoes should be soft when you buy them, like bananas. You can chop those up. You can put a couple fresh bananas in there, mango bananas. I like to put a little touch of cinnamon in there. And I like to put some ice in there, and I blend it up. And it is delicious. It doesn't need any other sweetener. And that makes excellent. I make fruit soups for that reason. Or if you didn't want it that cold, you can leave the ice out. So I love to use the mangoes and the bananas. And then you could put some fresh strawberries in there, too, with a little cinnamon. And I mean, it is delicious. This will give you cover that sweetness and put all those electrolytes back in the body. And it's such a treat for kids.
Wow, that is awesome. You know, and I think also because, you know, I wanted to hear that because, you know, my son's, you know, he's in college now and he's starting to, you know, really get into his health. I guess that's when the kids start really getting into their bodies is in college because prior to college, he didn't care. But so and that's great. I mean, he's interested in my protein drinks now. He's interested in all my drinks. He won't tell me that, but he just comes and looks at me when I'm in the kitchen. So that's why I know he's interested. But I want, and now my granddaughter, you know, I want my daughter to teach her how to drink these concentrated drinks like a protein smoothie. I mean, it's got more nutrients in it than a plate of food. I tell her that. But I want, you know, people to daily schedule. Let's talk about the daily schedule. The daily schedule for a detox. Remember, every 2 hours, go grab that book, 1 pound a day, 21 pounds in 21 days. But you want to start on the even or odd hours. And every 2 hours, you want to have a drink. Why? Because you want to keep your blood sugar even. You want to keep your body alkalized. You want to keep maximum nutrition in your body. You want your body to be at the highest metabolism that it could possibly be at. And at the same time, you want to cleanse out the toxins and feed yourself at the cellular level. So there's many, many benefits to why you do it every 2 hours. But you want to start out first with a antioxidant, a powerful high-density antioxidant berry drink. 2 hours later, you want to have yourself a high-density green drink. Now, we talked about all types of vegetables and all different ways to make your green drink. You have to be green. We'll try to keep it as much as green. Then one day you don't want green, and just want vegetable juice, that's fine. I do change up. Sometimes I just can't do all greens. But the whole point is green is clean and it's cleansing. 2 hours later, you want to have another antioxidant drink, and always make sure that that antioxidant drink is a different, it's not a high-density berry, but it's lemon, and it's got some anti-inflammatory properties, and I call that my beauty drink because when you de-inflame the body, you also look better. You can tell when someone's been healthier and they're not. You can tell when someone wakes up in the morning and their eyes are puffy and they have glassy eyes. And you just know they don't look good. They're full of inflammation. That's what the problem is. And then also in between that, you want to make sure you have some herbal teas. Add lemons and add stevia to it. And then 2 hours later, again, you want to have another green drink. This green drink should be a little bit different. It should be different vegetables. Have fun with it. Don't make it a part-time job. Just have fun with this stuff And if it doesn't taste good, throw it out and make a new juice. And now you want to end your evening with soup. And we talked about soup earlier. So you want to have, you want to make sure that you have soup to the point where it's warm, it's cool, it's cold. Just have three different broths all day long. Believe me, after 3 or 4 days, Dr. McCabe, you are not hungry. So have fun with your detox, guys. It's time to wrap it up. See you next week for more value. I hope you enjoyed the detox session, and see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.